Welcome to African Markets Daily with Thekiso and Thinili Fifi, your daily financial and business news update from around the continent.
Hello, it is Monday, July the 4th, and these are some of your top business and financial news from around the continent. Ghana, one of West Africa's largest economies, will hold talks with the International Monetary Fund on a support package. This comes after hundreds of citizens took to the streets protesting mounting hardships. The cabinet gave its support to the decision on a meeting last Thursday following a phone conversation between President Nana Akufo-Addo and the IMF Managing Director Kristalina Georgieva. Until now, Ghana, the continent's second biggest gold producer, had refused to seek IMF support to rescue an economy crippled by the pandemic, rampant inflation, and a depreciating currency, despite analysts' warnings that it is close to a debt crisis. And in South Africa, the state power utility Eskom says it will extend daily power cuts all through the week as generation capacity shortage continues. Striking workers, delay in maintenance, and creaking old thermal power plants have forced the monopoly power supplier of South Africa to implement one of the worst power cuts in more than 2 years. The company will implement stage 6 level of power cuts from Monday afternoon, with the lower levels in the remaining hours of the day throughout the week. And back to West Africa. Leaders of Economic Community of West African State, ECOWAS, on Sunday lifted economic and financial sanctions imposed on Mali after its military rulers proposed a 24-month transition to democracy and published new electoral law. The bloc imposed stiff sanctions on Mali in January after the junta said it would not organize democratic elections the following months as it initially planned. ECOWAS says the sanctions will be lifted immediately. Borders with Mali will be reopened and regional diplomats will return to Bamako, the capital and the largest city of Mali. Algeria has reached a deal with three partners to increase prices of its natural gas exports as Europe races to boost supplies from the North African country. This is according to Tafik Hakar, the CEO of the state energy company Sonatrach. Algeria is Europe's biggest gas supplier after Russia and Norway, sending the fuel via pipelines to Spain, Italy, and also shipping it in liquefied form. The European Union is trying to reduce imports from Russia following Moscow's invasion of Ukraine, and officials have traveled to Algeria to try secure commitments for higher productions. The Algerian company does business with European utilities such as Cepsa and Endesa in Spain, Engie in France, and Galp in Portugal. Hey, thank you so much for making time to listen to us. Remember to subscribe, rate, and review us wherever you catch us. It does make a difference. Enjoy your day.